Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library. Many of these you can access from home. I'm Jeff. I am the teen librarian at North County Regional Library, but currently North County is closed for renovations, so I'm working here at the digital branch. Today, we're focusing on positive experiences that people have had at the library. So, if we meet you at the library, these are some things that you might expect. To tell our stories, we have Tiffany Grantham, a senior library services specialist at the West Boulevard branch, and Lorraine Ficarota is a library services specialist in the Job Help Center at Main Library. Tiffany, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do and maybe a fun fact?
Okay, well, I am originally from Goldsboro, North Carolina. I am currently working at the West Boulevard Branch Library, like you said, as a children's specialist, and I thoroughly enjoy it. A fun fact about me is I am a foodie. I love food. I love food.
I think more than most people.
But yes, I really do enjoy food, specifically red velvet cake.
All right. I was going to say.
That's one of my favorite desserts. Yes.
Great. Lorraine, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe a fun fact?
Sure. I work at Main Library in the Job Help Center. I've been there a little over 2 years now. And we assist patrons in the Charlotte area with the job searching process. Okay. Resumes, applications, interviewing skills, things like that. We run a lot of different programs, and we also offer a lot of one-on-one help for our patrons. A fun fact about me, I'm a little out of practice, but I am a classically trained singer.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, it's something I've been doing since I was a wee little kid.
Really? We might have to get a sample before the day is over.
Oh, well, we'll just see about that.
you'll be out there in the World Wide Web.
This is first thing in the morning.
Okay, great. So in this recording, we are going to tell stories about things that have happened at the library, things that could be touching, humorous, inspiring. If you come to the library, maybe you might have a similar experience.
So this story comes from one of our staff at the Beatty's Ford branch. A patron was in the lab and needed help creating a registry card for her wedding invitations. She had created the document and was trying to copy and paste images into it. Once we finished, she wanted to print multiple copies of it on one sheet so that they were just small slips of paper. And once we realized what she wanted, we decided it would be easier to make the slips in Microsoft Publisher instead of Microsoft Word. I told her this and she agreed that that was a good idea. Once we started copying and pasting the items into the Publisher file, we realized that the background she'd used was blurry. And she said the background didn't matter so much. And after a quick image search, we found a new background that she actually loved more than the first one, since it matched the invitations. We were able to print the slips, and she warned us that anyone who is thinking about getting married should just elope. She was very overwhelmed, and it was very satisfying to know that she could take a little help away from us and help with her stress during this very important and exciting time in her life.
This next story comes from Imaginon, the children's library. The story goes from the new children's librarian is she decided to do a monster theme for story time. And when she went out front, she queued up her welcome song on the iPod and turned to her waiting crowd and said, "All right, guys, today's story time is going to be all about monsters." Immediately, a small girl began waving her hand at the front. And when she looked at her, she proudly shouted, "My mom said my dad is a monster." You definitely have to be careful of what you say around kids.
They will definitely say whatever you tell them.
Absolutely.
I encourage you not to take yourself so seriously.
Yes, they really do.
And provide painful honesty.
Of course.
That is true. So this next story comes from University City. They had a customer come to the reference desk who wanted to update their resume and needed help getting set up on the computer. Everything was going smoothly until they pulled out, wait for it, a floppy disk.
Floppy. Oh my.
Can you say stunned? All right, so for the first time that they've worked there, it was the first time that they ever seen somebody pull out a floppy disk. So after looking around, they finally found a portable disk drive for a floppy disk, and they were able to transfer her resume from 2002 to a USB drive.
That's nice. Amazing.
It is. I remember when floppy disks were going out and USBs were coming in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like a really big deal.
There was like this little, we had floppy disk, and then people were putting everything on CD for a while too.
Yeah, I do remember that.
USB, and that's what I tell people when people who have never seen a USB drive before, I say, you remember floppy disks?
Yeah.
That's the new floppy disk.
Yes.
And then they start to get it, that it's a data storage device. The story comes from South County Branch. One evening, a man and his wife came in requesting technology help. He'd been scammed by a bogus Microsoft email, and his computer would only have a black screen or go to MS-DOS. Our staff members took about 2 hours of troubleshooting and even coding and were able to research and restore his computer to an earlier state and enable it to restart Windows mode correctly. He went home with his wife completely amazed, supremely grateful, and promising better judgment on scams in the future. Can you believe that you could even go to the library and get technology help?
Yes,
that you would pay the Geek Squad
however
much money.
And that's not cheap.
Exactly. And that's not something I would think would be available all the time. It would depend on, you know, who's available. But the fact that we're willing to put in the time to research the solutions to the problems because...
Right, it's definitely not always possible.
Yeah, exactly. We're not always going to have a Geek Squad on hand to be able to troubleshoot
you the right
device.
Person,
exactly.
Yeah. When you get the right person, they can do it.
Yeah, it's worth checking out.
Yeah, definitely.
He was definitely fortunate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the scams are also something that we encounter quite a bit in the Job Help Center. Unfortunately, the online application process, it is very easy to get caught up in illegitimate job sites that are only trying to get your data and information, but aren't actually going to bring you to the job application. So this is something that it's really unfortunate. It feel like the laws and the regulations haven't quite caught up to the technology.
Right.
So it's something that we have to be very mindful of and are always trying to educate our patrons about.
Gotcha.
Our next story comes from Scaly Bark. There's a little kid that comes to Connections That Count on Tuesday mornings. And every time he comes in, he taps the leg of the storyteller, the librarian, and gets comfortable to sit on her lap while she reads the book. It's the most heartwarming thing she's ever experienced. The mother says the son always talks about how he loves coming to story time.
And that just goes to show that you can find more than just books at the library.
Absolutely.
So this next story comes from right here at University City. One of our staff was actually having their teeth cleaned, and they were talking to their dental hygienist about working at the library. And the dental hygienist was telling our staff about how her daughter is 9 years old with ADD. She's very creative, but she can't sit and finish a book and finds big books very intimidating. Our staff mentioned that she might like graphic novels and emailed a list of graphic novels that her daughter might like. She also sent her information on how to use the library app and how to request books on hold that way. We received word back that she did in fact use the library app to place the books on hold, and her daughter flew through the first book recommendation, and she's looking forward to the next.
Great.
People don't even necessarily have to come into the library.
That's right.
To be able to
experience
the benefits.
The library influences everywhere, even
right.
in the doctor's office.
Exactly. And in keeping with our topic of doctor's offices, this next story came from our Independence branch. A mom came in who spoke no English, and she came in looking to get bilingual books for her daughter because her pediatrician had recommended it. She'd never used our libraries before, and she was not familiar with having a library card and what she could do with it. We got her signed up for a card and informed her of all the resources that she has access to with it. She was very surprised and thankful at everything we had available, and she went home with a good number of bilingual books that day.
Great.
So we find that people are often very surprised at how many services are, in fact, available at the library. It's not just a storage house for books.
Yes.
It's a place to get a lot of community services at no cost.
Yeah.
They're always surprised that we're free.
Exactly. They're always surprised that we're free.
Always.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How much is it to get a library card? It's free.
Yeah.
How much is it to get on the computer?
It's free. How much to attend this class? It's free.
Right. Really?
Everything's free as long as you live in the county, and classes are free no matter, you know, if anybody comes to any class.
Right.
Yeah,
and there is a program in Charlotte called Reach Out and Read where doctors prescribe books to children, and sometimes they have books to give away also.
That's great. Wonderful.
It is wonderful.
This is another quick story from our Beatty's Ford branch. One evening, a mother-to-be wanted to use the computer with headphones in the children's area so that her baby could hear stories and music. So we set her up at one of our computers with our online stories. She put the headphones on her stomach and let her unborn child enjoy reading at the library. It is never too young to start.
That was a very clever way to do it also.
Exactly. Starting them off right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So this story comes from the teen loft at Imagineon. So one of the former mentees of the teen librarian is now a DJ. And now he came back to let him know that he was engaged and, you know, going to be married. And not only that, because he was such a great mentor, he invited him to his wedding.
Oh,
wow.
So that's going to be a pretty good wedding, you know, a DJ and all of that. So I like weddings.
Yeah.
I like to attend weddings for the DJ.
A lot of food at weddings, too.
And a lot of food at weddings,
right.
Too.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, I've been to some good weddings where they had good food, so that's not always the case.
All right, so this next story is about our Pause to Read program. And Pause, that's P-A-W-S. That is a program where we have children come in and read aloud to dogs. And this helps them develop confidence in their reading skills and also a chance to bond with a cute little dog. So we had a fifth grader that came in to Pause to Read, and she said it was her first time. And she said she'd wanted to come in and read with our dogs since she was in second grade. So I guess, you know, for three years now as a little fifth grader. She said that her mother had just gotten her license and a car, and she was now able to, and I quote, fulfill one of her dreams and come read with our dogs.
That's one of my dreams, too, actually.
Right. What more could you want?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, you read to a dog, they're not going to judge you or
exactly.
laugh at you.
They're just excited to hear your voice and have your attention.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. They sit patiently and just wait.
Right.
However long you need to take.
Mm-hmm.
Unless
mm-hmm.
it's food. Unless
right.
you're holding food. Then they're not so patient.
I think it's a great opportunity to, you know, for the dogs, too. It's a wonderful socializing exercise for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. And those dogs have to be trained as service dogs in order to do the Pause to Read program.
Right. We need to know what to expect from our
have to be willing volunteers.
Of course. I imagine that's not typically a problem.
No.
So one of the things that the library does is called STEAM Month. And STEAM, S-T-E-A-M, stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. And during STEAM Month, during the Rookie Science Spooktacular, so I'm assuming that this must have been in October.
Yes.
A mother told us that her younger daughter, who had come to the program, told her older sister, who had not, that she had been in a volcano that day. The older sister, of course, didn't believe her. But thanks to our T for Technology station, where we took pictures with the green screen, she had photographic proof that she stood in a volcano, and they both had a great laugh at that.
And she didn't even have to worry about getting burned.
Exactly. It's the way to go into the volcano is through the library.
Sure.
This next story comes from Beatty's Ford. A young girl said that she was able to learn how to play chess by coming to the library. She attended the Learn, Connect, Play chess program. Her grandmother had a chess set, but neither of them knew how to play. The library offers the chess program that allowed her to learn how to play and gave her an opportunity to practice her skill with other players.
Good.
That's good.
So she's able to draw closer to her grandmother.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. She was able to learn a new skill that helped her draw closer with her grandmother and interact with new people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Chess is a really good game for strategy.
It really is. Yeah, for cognitive development, mm-hmm. memory, all that stuff.
Thinking
absolutely.
Ahead.
Yeah. Speaking of chess, we have these two older gentlemen that come into West Boulevard, mm-hmm. and I haven't seen them in a while, but they come in together. They look like old buddies, and they'll set up on one of the tables, and they're never loud, but if you walk by them, you can hear them, like, talking trash to each other. Go ahead, make your move. I got you now.
See so what happens.
Yeah, it's such a joy to see, and they just have a good time, and they'll pack up and leave, and, you know, mm-hmm. hope you can see them again, because they really do have a good time, just the two of them.
That's awesome.
And they're probably both really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
I personally am terrible at chess.
Oh, me too. I learned as a kid, and I just kind of let it go.
Yeah.
I don't like losing. If you're going to play chess, you better get used to losing sometimes. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, me and one of my sons learned together when he was in middle school. You know, we started playing a little bit, and mm-hmm. he was able to beat me within one or two games.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. When I first met my husband, he told me that he was very into chess.
Yeah.
And while we were dating, that the first gift I gave him was a chess set. And we sat down and we played it, and he beat me within a couple of moves, and that was the last time we played chess together. So we have a beautiful chess set that I got him on display that we never play because I'm a sore loser.
Well, at least you're honest.
Right, at least you're honest about it.
Right. One of our patrons says, when he was a boy growing up in Charlotte, he went to Charlotte Mecklenburg Library to escape. Now he's 68, and he lives full-time in Oakland, California, but he's returned to Charlotte to care for his elderly parents, and he says, once again, it's the library where he spends most of his time. This time, though, it's not books he spends his time with. It's the past. Through the newly expanded free offering of Ancestry.com, now available inside all library branches as of December 2018, he's learned more about himself through unlocking the past. It's opened up a wealth of information for me, he said as he sat by the computer in the Robinson Spangler Carolina room at Main Library. I found out a whole bunch of family members I didn't even know existed. I found out things my parents didn't even know. Sifting through the United States Census records from as far back as 1840, on Ancestry.com, as well as birth and death certificates, he was able to trace his family's roots all the way down from the mid-19th century in South Carolina to today, where his mother grew up in Uptown on Alexander Street. He learned that his great-great-great-grandfather was a corporal in Company A of the 47th U.S. Colored Infantry. For his service, his name was etched into a monument in Washington, D.C. that honors black soldiers who fought in the Civil War. But it's not only the past he's looking through on Ancestry.com. Through his research, he said he's found several living family members to whom he's reached out, proudly telling them their ancestor's name is forever inscribed on a prominent Washington monument. It's the future that interests him the most at this point. He's an avid gym-goer and self-described health nut, and he often looks for his family's death certificates to see their causes of death. Ancestry.com revealed in the early 1900s many of his family members died of diabetes-related complications. He wants others to know about this free resource and the benefits he's gained from it. Even if you weren't interested in genealogy before, he says, it can open a lot of doors for you. There's one thing, though, that evades his research, something he just can't discern through census records and death certificates. I wish I knew what kind of people they were, he said. Unlock your own history at your local Charlotte Mecklenburg Library branch through Ancestry.com. Ask a staff member there to assist you in getting started.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a great story. Very interesting. And that story actually is also available on the library's public blog.
Awesome.
So this is a thank you card to the Morrison Children's Librarian from a patron of theirs. Thank you so very much for all your hard work, patience, love, and care for the little ones and nannies, parents, etc., who are blessed by the library. The story times, activities, songs, and assistance finding books truly are a blessing to all of us as we seek to educate and care for our little ones. Your positivity and helpful attitudes have made literally all our interactions so positive and pleasant. May God bless you as you've blessed us and so many others. With love. P.S. Here's donuts. Thanks for stories. I like getting tickets and when we dance. You're my buddies.
Very nice. It's the kind of note everybody would like to get.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Especially when it comes with donuts.
Right.
That was a great letter for us to close this episode with. Thank you for joining us for Meet Me at the Library. I want to thank our guests, Tiffany and Lorraine, for coming and helping us tell these stories.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
We hope you've enjoyed this program. Look for upcoming episodes at the Digital Branch, which is digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. You can also visit the library at www.cmlibrary.org. And don't forget to check our calendar and resources page. You can also find the library on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, #CMLibrary or @CMLibrary. Thank you very much for joining us, and have a great day.